one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
It is Sunday, January 26, 2020. Welcome to Rant EM Radio's coverage of the 2020 WWE Royal Rumble. The road to WrestleMania kicks off tonight. And of course, we'll be here for the next probably a little bit more than an hour, bringing you our coverage and our predictions for what definitely will be one of the highlights of the entire calendar year in wrestling. But we do need to start today's program on a bit of a sad story and a bit of really just tragic news in the world of sports. Of course, news came out a little bit more than an hour ago that there was a helicopter crash outside of Los Angeles in Calabasas, California. And there were five people aboard the helicopter. On board of that helicopter was NBA legend Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna, both whom perished in the crash. Both have died, along with the other three passengers, which are being reported as the pilot and another parent and child. And of course, this is bringing the sports world to its knee right now. And of course, the National Basketball Association is currently in the midst of figuring out how they're going to deal with this immense tragedy. Currently, there are two NBA games going on, and they do not know if any other games will be going on for the remainder of the day and maybe even past that. So, I mean, really, the story is fluid. Of course, granted, we are primarily a wrestling network, but this affects, if you're a sports fan, this affects everybody. And of course, wrestling is, of course, a sport when it comes down to it. Granted, it's sports entertainment, but it's still a sport nonetheless. Now, Surfer, I'm sure you're aware of the story and you're abreast of the situation.
Yeah, it's funny. I got a text from a friend who doesn't even follow sports, and I thought it wasn't real at first. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw it was Yahoo News, I'm like, okay, I got to kind of believe it. Then I saw TMZ, and of course it's been on TV now. Everybody's reporting it. And as you said earlier, you know, it's his daughter. And they was just in the news this week because, you know, Kobe Bryant was involved with his daughter who was into sports. And he was saying that he thinks a woman can play in the NBA one day, and it was debating that on the talk shows. And, you know, it's strange that he was in the news this week, plus last night, LeBron James surpassed Kobe Bryant in the all-time scoring list, and then the next day this happens. And it's like, he was already like a legend in some people's minds. Right. The people that grew up watching Kobe Bryant, there's nobody greater than him. You can't tell them Michael Jordan was better, LeBron James, anybody like that.
Right.
Now his legend is just going to go way out there because he, you know, he's gone, and it's tragic. And You know, nobody wishes anything like that happens to a person. It wasn't like he was a bad person. I mean, you know, you could dislike him because or the things he did on the court and he beat your team, but you know, you didn't, other than the one time he had the indiscretion with his wife, you didn't hear him getting in trouble. And, you know, he was producing films. He had just won an Oscar last year.
Yeah.
So.
Now, of course, we're going to play a little audio here of when Kobe Bryant made headlines back in 1996. When he announced that he was entering the NBA. Let's take you back to 1996. He was a graduate of Lower Merion High School in Philadelphia.
And it's outside, actually.
South side of Philly. But here's the audio of Kobe making that announcement.
Kobe Bryant decided to take my talent to... No, I have decided to skip college and take my talent to the NBA.
And of course, they did just that, and now they're just playing some clips of him while he was still playing in high school and things like that. Now, with that, we bring on Tony C. I believe also we've got Doom on as well. So, Tony C., I know that this is affecting you.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
what can you say, right,
man? Yeah, I mean, 41, man.
Well, think about the daughter. She was only like 13.
13 years old. Let's see.
How the mother feels.
Right.
My whole big thing is, man, to look at the grand scheme of things, sometimes to be patient is can be a virtue. And the fact that they didn't like to sit in traffic, man. He was always gambling, you know, with helicopters.
Right.
You know, versus, you know, people talk about an actual airplane, you know, a jet. A lot more has to go wrong for an airplane or a jet to go down.
Right.
But for actual help, for a helicopter, it don't take much.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A small malfunction. You know what I'm saying? You done.
Right.
And ain't nothing to in that compartment. It's basically you in a compartment, man, and ain't nothing could protect you.
Right.
You know, like... You know, like on the plane, when they, you tell you, you know, your mask come down, you got to exit, you know, exits here and there. You know, long story short, you know, it's a death trap.
Yeah. We are waiting on a press conference from the L.A. County Sheriff's Office to give some further details. If we have the capabilities to pipe in some audio, we will do that. Of course...
Can I say one more thing?
Go ahead.
You know, when stuff like this happens to people like Kobe and, you know, mostly good people, and then you got scumbags still around here floating around on Earth.
Yeah.
It make you think, man. It make you rethink this whole good and evil thing, man.
Yeah.
You know, well,
maybe the truth is it's just random when you go.
I mean, because great day, man. If one of the only indiscretions this man has got is, you know, have a little dalliance with a chick, and they take him out of here, but you got people running around here, 3 and 4 and 5, you know, putting people in cages and all kind of stuff, and they still here.
Yeah.
I mean, and it seems like they're going to be here forever. They're going to outlive. It seems like, real talk, bro. I mean, we was talking about this, I think, last week off the air. But it really made me sometimes think, bro, evil people, they're going to outlive everybody.
Yeah.
You do evil, You know what I'm saying? You're going to be here forever. Look at all the people who do evil, bro.
Yeah.
In this world. And they just still here. And you all the good people getting taken out.
Yeah.
Hell, it won't surprise me next week if one of the Obamas get taken out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not listening to owner, but you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you got motherfuckers right here doing real evil crap, like hurting people.
Yeah.
And they just rolling along. Gonna be here. Look like to the end of time. Well, I live all of like cockroaches, they say. You know what I'm saying? So it just make you reevaluate this evil, good and evil thing, man.
16 of the top 20 trends in the world right now are about the situation involving Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna. And I believe that background noise has to be Doom.
What's going on?
Sound like you're moving the microphone around on his chest.
Nah, it shouldn't be. I'm getting my rumble spread made up, you know.
Okay. We are going to talk Royal Rumble here in just a second, because, of course, after all, you know, today is the 2020 Royal Rumble, but I want to... obviously, there's not going to be anything trendy.
Secondary.
Yeah, it's going to be secondary. Obviously, there's nothing going to be trending on Twitter from the WWE today. So, but we are getting okay. We are getting. Hold on, we're getting some breaking news. That John Attabelli, the baseball coach at Orange Coast College, has been confirmed as one of the other passengers on the helicopter. So that's coming across the line right now.
Like a parent.
Was a parent. So we the situation is still very, very fluid, and the wrestling, and of course this is affecting also the wrestling world, because of course many wrestling fans, or wrestlers I should say, are many of them are former basketball players. They played basketball in college, and of course, if they didn't play basketball, they're fans. So we are getting some reaction from the wrestling world right now. And this is pretty much is all coming from WWE wrestlers right now. Casey Catanzaro, she's a member of the NXT roster. Heartbreaking, my heart goes out to his family, friends, supporters, and all those whose lives he touched. From Mike Bennett, life is so precious, man. Take time to tell your loved ones you love them. Give them a hug, kiss, be present, enjoy the crap out of them. From Titus O'Neil, the world of sports and entertainment lost a legendary man, father, husband, son, businessman, and philanthropist. Worlds cannot undo this tragedy. To the family, friends, and fans of Kobe Bryant, please know that he will always be with us. From Matt Hardy, this is what a terrible, tragic, and shocking news about the passing of legendary Kobe Bryant. My thoughts and condolences go out to his family. Rest in peace, Kobe. Mustafa Ali, we always think we have so much time. The news about Kobe Bryant is a sad reminder of how precious yet our small our time here is. Condolences to his fans, friends, and family. Tell everyone in your life that you care and that you love them. And lastly, from Bailey, Kobe Bryant was the reason I played basketball with so much love. I'm sorry to the entire Bryant family. Tonight is for you. So yeah.
They're showing the team right now, MSNBC. They just got in from Philly. They're showing them getting off the plane and stuff. But LeBron was looking like shook.
Of course.
They showed him walking.
Of course. Again, we are waiting for a press conference from the LA County Sheriff's Office. As soon as we get that press conference in, we will try to bring that to you.
What the hell, Stone Cold on him?
Yeah, I mean, let me see here. While Doom is, I'm going to see if I can. Let me bring down Doom's audio, because he's got a lot going on in the background.
No, I'll mute myself.
There we go. No, I dropped your volume, so don't worry. Okay. There we go. All right. So, let me see here. And then, I just wanted, this will be the last thing. This came in. Like I said at the top of the show, the NBA is currently figuring out how to deal with the remainder of today's games. There are currently two games underway right now. The Spurs against the Raptors, and of course the Nuggets versus versus Houston. And those two games are currently underway right now. The Spurs and Raptors, during one of the plays, they let the shot clock run out at the start of the game. That was the opening
for the Spurs.
Yeah. So we'll pipe in that audio here.
So get back in the ballgame.
They have decided that whoever wins the tip, and in this case Toronto, they are going to let the shot clock run out because of the number 24 to honor Kobe Bryant. Fitting. Appropriate. As Fred VanVleet holding on to it. And the crowd recognizing what this means.
See, this one let me know.
Go ahead.
Sean, how did these guys...
Go ahead. What were you saying?
This one let me know the dude down there, you know, up there in that wild scumbag. He can't even take the time to be like, dog, you know, this is a tragic loss. You know what I'm saying? You know,
Tony,
see
no,
I ain't seen nothing.
He tweeted, I ain't seen nothing.
What are you talking about?
The president did tweet, say it was a national tragedy.
Well, it gives the NBA time to come up with a tribute at the All-Star game, that's for sure.
Yeah, he going to get one at the All-Star game.
Well, they'll be probably running on the, you know. Well, you think they're going to speed up his Hall of Fame induction?
No.
They may.
They ain't got to do that. You going to get in anyway.
No.
You going to be first battle anyway.
It's not like you got to wait a long time for it, so why... There's no need to speed it up.
I thought it was 5 years.
Right. How long has he been out the league?
I think he was up this year. He's up to go in this year. Or next fall. Next year for sure. But either way, he's going to get in.
They don't need to speed that up.
And I hope they don't do like they did Derek Jeter and somebody be like, well, he ain't unanimous.
No, that's not baseball. That's baseball. You know why... They try to not get
well, there's haters everywhere.
See,
you got people out here hating on Kobe. He ain't even Kobe yet.
No. The reason why they try not to give out unanimous votes in baseball, because there are people that think that because Babe Ruth didn't get a unanimous vote, that nobody should.
Well, Mariano Rivera got it.
Listen, he's the very first one.
I know that. There's a bunch of people. Hell, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens should be. Don't get started on.
You know the thing about me baseball, going to Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
Once you in there, you in there. They don't list you as how you went in or how many votes you got. It's just you're in and everybody equal.
Well, we know that. We know that. We know. Well, that's understood. They ain't got to be saying it. It's the principle. It's the principle.
Like, why would you vote yes for Derek Jeter?
Exactly.
Now, well, somebody said they think because they wanted to give the vote to somebody who might come off the ballot if they didn't get enough votes.
It's one of the Romanian judges, like in the Olympics. Everybody else get a perfect score. He got to be the one that got to be different. You know what I'm saying?
All right, let's try to move on here because we do want to allow everybody to have time to get their things on for the Royal Rumble. Of course, some of us have meals to prepare and things like that, so we're not gonna pull this out too far. But it is definitely just absolutely tragic news that is just. Taking the world right now, of course, we are getting various audios coming in, I heard before coming on the air the press conference from Doc Rivers where he was crying, and Brad Stevens from the Celtics. We've got some more audio coming in here. Alex Ovechkin from the Capitals also talking. So I mean, it's the audio of the reaction is just coming in from throughout the NBA and all of sports. So and this story is going to pretty much overtake all of sports now for the next
all the news.
All the news for the next couple days. We are getting some word right now. Let me pass this along. We are getting word right now from the city of Los Angeles that that the people, they are asking the public, okay, if you're listening to this with an earshot and you're in the city of L.A., this is coming from city officials, they're asking people, please, please stay clear of the Staples Center. Do not gather outside the Staples Center tonight because of the Grammys. So they are trying to
bump them damn Grammys.
No, but they're trying to avoid
a mass
scene going on. I understand because I'm sure there with or without the Grammys there would have been a mass.
Boy did the Grammys.
So I mean. Well, I mean, and of course, I'm
half
sure the
people performing at the Grammys don't nobody care about no damn way.
I'm sure that the Grammys also will talk about Kobe.
Grammys ain't been relevant since what 2008, 2009, something like that.
The Grammys air tonight on CBS. Now. Let's talk real quick now about other wrestling news that's going on right now. Last night, WWE Worlds Collide was a big event, was entertaining. If you didn't watch it, you missed one hell of a night. So, you know, I definitely suggest that you go back and watch because both NXT and NXT UK put on one hell of a show. But there was one news story that came out of that event that I hope does not bleed in to the main roster because I think it's ridiculous. WWE has made the decision in regards to NXT only to remove gender-specific labels to the titles, meaning there is no longer an NXT Women's Championship. Rhea Ripley will now simply be known as the NXT Champion.
That's what they announced last night.
Yeah, they did announce it last night, but the news came out a couple days ago.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So have I. It is ridiculous.
It does
matter.
You can't be NXT champ.
And then Adam Cole is the NXT champion.
Yeah.
So everybody who's a champion is just the NXT champion. Man,
the reason a lot of people are speculating is that because Becky Lynch was on WWE Backstage on Tuesday night and said that the WWE should eliminate labeling the women's division.
It is the women's division.
You know what? I don't think that that's the reason why WWE is doing it because of her mentioning it on WWE Backstage. What I really think happened is because Tessa Blanchard is the Impact Wrestling World Champion, I think WWE, I think, wants to remove the labels to make their title seem on the same level as the men's title.
But it ain't. It's always been the world champ, and it's been the women's champ forever. I'm sorry. It's
well,
like, you can't say that I'm the WWE champ.
We are. The initial rumors are that if it does bleed over to the main roster, you will have two WWE champions and two Universal champions.
That's fucking horseshit.
Well, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Now, of course, the next big story that is coming out is that the next Saudi Arabia show will take place on February 27th, which is it'll take place Thursday, February 27th And it is being reported that a major name has been inked to be a part of that event. That name being Sting.
What the hell? He's retired, goddamn.
So we'll have to see what happens. But they supposedly, there is speculation because they are in Houston. Sting lives in Texas. So does The Undertaker. There is current speculation going on that they could plant the seeds for a possible Sting-Undertaker match at the next Saudi Arabia show. And those seeds could be planted tonight because both reside in Texas. And there's a rumor that Sting could get the ball rolling tonight at the Royal Rumble. That's a story that is floating around.
So they're going to do that match instead of doing it
at WrestleMania.
You're going to do it at WrestleMania. You're going to waste it in Saudi Arabia.
Well, hey, man, they got that serious money. That Saudi Arabia payday.
Man.
WrestleMania payday, right?
Yeah, and then you got to spend all the money to get out of the country.
Well, yeah.
Ain't no guarantee you're going to get the hell out of the country.
Who was the one who was held up, Zack Ryder?
The whole goddamn roster.
Yeah.
True.
And I bet Brock going to get out because he's curtain jerk. He's curtain jerk.
And he's got his own plane.
In Saudi. No, not only that, he go on first, so he get the hell out of there. Now, I ain't knocking him for that, his plan in Saudi Arabia. And when they come to that curtain, so I want to be the first one.
There's certain people they like.
All right, we
really like old Wilders.
All right, this is coming from Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA. The NBA family is devastated by the tragic passing of Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna. For 20 seasons, Kobe showed us what is possible when remarkable talent blends with an absolute devotion to winning. He was one of the most extraordinary players in the history of our game, with accomplishments that are legendary. 5 NBA championships, an NBA MVP award, 18 NBA All-Star selections, and 2 Olympic gold medals. But he will be remembered most for inspiring people around the world to pick up a basketball and compete to the very best of their ability. He was generous with the wisdom he acquired and saw it as his mission to share it with future generations of players, taking a special delight in passing down his love for the game to Gianna. We send our heartfelt condolences to his wife, Vanessa, and their family, the Lakers organization, and the entire sports world. That is coming right now from Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA.
So the Saudi show ain't going to have nothing to do with WrestleMania, basically.
No.
It might have a little build. I don't know.
It can't.
Yeah.
All the storylines that... There's no storylines that are going to come out of the Saudi shows go into WrestleMania, basically. That's what I'm saying.
They could do a title change. I don't know. Speaking of curtain jerkers, is Brock, are they going to start the men's rumble, the kicking store?
Nah, I doubt it.
No. Because you know somebody who, Brock ain't winning that rumble. Whoever throws him out going to be the one he fight at Mania.
It was Ron that throw Brock out.
He already seen that. He already beat him.
Oh, true.
You know what I'm saying?
The lights of Madison Square Garden. Hey. I'll be interrupting here throughout you guys talking with stuff. We're just getting word also that Madison Square Garden has donned the colors of gold and purple in tribute to Kobe Bryant. I'm just, as this is coming in, I'm going to be spitting out the information as it comes out.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, Tony C, why don't we get another Maven incident that some squad throws Rock out, like when Maven threw the Undertaker out?
But you know, Maven never fought the Undertaker.
I know,
he got his ass beat that rumble, and that was it.
When was that happen?
I don't see that one.
Apparently, now, not to make light of what's going on, apparently a reporter had a Freudian slip on live television
she
dropped the N-bomb.
Just the kind of athlete, the kind of star that was perfectly cast on the Los Angeles Lakers.
Wow. She fired.
What?
She fired.
Let me
she gone.
Let me play that back. Hold on.
Just the kind of athlete, the kind of star that was perfectly cast on the Los Angeles Lakers.
And you are, hey, you know she used that word very often. Because it came off so fluid.
You know that has to be from the 80s. Because the Lakers considered that.
That was just today, though.
No. I'm saying that whole calling the Los Angeles N-word. Because, you know, the Lakers, you looked at them. Most of them was black, and then they was always going up against the Celtics, who mostly was white. And you know that's what that's from.
Well, she got
the N-word. If she ain't unemployed by tomorrow, the NAACP have a job.
Was she doing the left or right?
It's not like she was talking about the Knicks. And the words slipped out and came out
exactly.
Wrong.
Exactly.
Lakers. It spells with an L. It had nothing to do with
what end. Ain't no end. No what.
Well, anyways, let's talk Royal.
You went to the Booker T School of Journalism?
No. All right, here we go.
She just said, Kobe Bryant, we coming for you.
Yeah.
That's what she should have said.
All right, so here we go. Let's talk. Let's run down the card. Give our predictions for the 2020 Royal Rumble. The road to WrestleMania kicks off tonight. Of course, this is definitely one of the most popular events for all of wrestling. Definitely one of my favorites. So I will be excited throughout the night. Of course, I want to stress this. Should this pay-per-view go past
midnight?
No, past, I'd say 11:30.
Oh, 11:30.
The chances of us coming back and doing a post show are going to be slim. Because if WWE has a long overrun, we're not doing a post show. We'll just recap everything on Tuesday night. But we will try to see. I'll keep everybody abreast on social media whether or not we are going to do a post show. But if it is too late, we're not going to do a post show. So,
unless
something obscene happens, and we need to
somebody else die.
Yeah, we'll see. Two kickoff matches though, and the first one probably will be getting underway in just a little bit. Shorty G tries to get revenge on the man who returned a short time ago, Sheamus. As we always do on these pre-shows. We go around the room and get everybody's predictions. And with that, we'll start with Tony C. Tony C, who are you going with here? Shorty G or Sheamus? I'm sure both of them will be competing later tonight on the Royal Rumble.
Sheamus.
Of course. I mean, it makes sense, right? What about you? What about you, Surfer?
It's Sheamus. I don't know why he agreed to that Shorty G name. He's never going to win major feuds with that name.
I mean, he's a basketball player. I don't know if they'll have him go out like that now, today. But we'll see. Doom, Shorty G or Sheamus?
Boy, have the mighty have fallen that Sheamus is on the pre-show. It's going to be Sheamus.
I mean, Sheamus wrestled on the WrestleMania pre-show a couple years ago.
Yeah, I'm just saying, he used to be main eventer.
This is his first time back in a while.
Yeah, this is his first favorite. Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah. Before you move on, they was talking about his career might be over at one point. Yeah. So,
I thought he was going to retire. That is me.
Let me see here. I'm also going to go with Sheamus. Well, of course, the fans are not listening to officials. They are gathering outside the Staples Center. This is let's pipe in some audio. This is from a short time ago.
Thank you, Kobe. Thank you, Kobe. Thank you,
They were headed to a game that they were that his daughter Gianna was supposed to play in at 2 o'clock this afternoon. In what appeared, I guess they were going to Fresno, and Kobe was the coach of that team. So that is now more to add on to the story. All right, back to the Royal Rumble. The next match on the kickoff, United States title is on the line. When Andrade, what the hell kind of commercial is this that I'm watching on this pre-show? I'm looking at Corey Graves and Vic Joseph call a match between Lacey Evans and what looks like to be some sort of monster that they're fighting over corn dogs.
Well, must be a Sonic commercial.
They got his real daughter in the commercial.
Is WWE hawking corn dogs now?
Yep.
Hold on. Nothing wrong with corn dogs.
It's about time corn dogs sponsored a
pay-per-view.
Who still eat corn dogs?
I still eat corn dogs, but I don't think in my 37 years of walking this earth I've ever seen a commercial for corn dogs.
They still have them at the movie theaters.
Well, we know you know that.
Hey, you gotta make corn dogs from scratch, Double A.
Nah, that's too much work.
I don't eat corn dogs.
Stand on that. What the hell kind of hair do this damn police chief got? He got a gray mohawk.
I don't eat corn
dogs. Oh, the police chief is talking?
Yeah, he got a
okay,
yeah,
wait
gray
a minute,
mohawk.
Let me see if we can get
fire
some.
Fire chief or somebody.
Let me see if we can get some.
He gone now. He actually had a gray mohawk, gray streak of hair down the middle of his head.
All right. Apparently, we're gonna try to pipe some of this audio in here. Let me see. Here we go. This is Sheriff Alex Villanueva from the
arrival of the coroner's office to assist in the recovery of the remains. As the chief indicated, there were no survivors. We have a manifest that indicates that there was 9 people on board the aircraft, the pilot plus 8 individuals. There is wide speculation as to who the identities are. However, it would be entirely inappropriate right now to identify anyone by name until the coroner has made the identification through their very deliberative process and they've made notifications to next of kin. And it would be extremely disrespectful to understand that your loved one was perished and you learn about it from TMZ. That is just wholly inappropriate. So we're going to wait till the coroner does their job, and we're assisting the families of those who believe they've been impacted, and it's a tough process. And our hope goes out to all of the members that were on board, all the family of everyone who was on board this aircraft, and God bless their souls. So at this point in time, we have nothing that we can add until the coroner does her job, and we'll be making those notifications when we have the information and we know the next of kin have been notified. Then we can release the information publicly, and you'll be notified in subsequent announcements.
Sheriff, there is one thing you can confirm. Do we have a confirmation actually of 9 bodies there at the scene?
That is our belief, yes.
Thank you. So we realize at this point there are so many questions. There's a lot of information out there. And again, we understand, there's a lot of information that's floating, but we certainly have a responsibility and an obligation, of course, for the families. And this is a very difficult time for us all, for the city. We have the mayor here of Calabasas, also city council. We thank them for being here. And in fact, they wanted to pass on a message that for those in the community that want to gather here and are coming to Calabasas, if you do, you are welcome to join others at the De Anza Park here in Calabasas and the cross streets there are Lost Hills and Las Virgenes. Also, the Sheriff's Information Bureau will be sending out updates as to when there will be, if there is one, a press advisory out, a notification of another press conference or any other updates through our Twitter. So please look for that. And again, we thank you so much for being here today. And again, thank you for your time.
Really,
this
is work. That's what this is about.
Sheriff, just a question quickly on...
Okay, well, there you go. The news actually now has gotten worse. Now they're saying that there are 9 people dead in this
plane crash.
In this helicopter crash.
It ain't a plane.
It's a helicopter.
I know. And that's what's pissing me. No, I'm not saying that to be. No, that's what's pissing me off. Because Kobe got enough money, he could have bought him a plane.
Yeah, no, not what I was saying was, when I meant not plane, I was just thinking, that is this basketball's equivalent of the plane crash that Flair went down?
No, dude.
In terms of the impact?
No, there's no.
Because them people survived because they were on the plane.
Well, didn't a couple people sure die that one was Flair?
Well, more people would have died if they was on the chopper. Everybody going dead.
Now we
see, that's
go ahead.
That's what kind of getting up under my skin. Kobe got enough money; he could have bought him a plane.
We could have.
But a lot of celebrities do that in California.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
It's faster to fly a helicopter.
But you don't use a plane to go across the city.
Yeah.
Well, you go on the ferry, you can taxi, get your ass on something more safer than a death trap helicopter.
Now we are we're I don't want to speculate. You know, I'm not speculating, I'm not saying anything, but there, you know, four additional people now involved in this, and you know, the initial reports were that all of Kobe's kids were on the
plane. Kobe kids. That's what the
now,
initial report. If
the initial stories that came out. Now, if you take that, Kobe has four kids, and if you include his wife, that makes five. So, you know, three other daughters and Vanessa would be four right there. So we're not speculating, but there has been no confirmation. There has been no confirmation yet that anybody has spoke to Vanessa.
Because they're a family of what? Five.
They're a family of five.
So you take them five plus the pilot, that's six. Plus, they said another parent.
The coach, that's... And the pilot makes nine.
Oh man!
So we can only we're not going to speculate, and we're going to leave it up to the officials and things like that to
because now to make the, because if you know, think about it, man, you put that initial report which came out from your negative
word, yeah, the numbers start to. Makes add up and makes sense. So, excuse me. So, anyways, we will leave it at that. Now we'll go back to our coverage for the Royal Rumble, and of course, if more information comes in on this story, we definitely will be bringing it to you.
Now they'll be able to find out what caused the crash too, right?
Yeah, they should be able to.
Because
they will know early on if there was a distress call,
or a malfunction.
Or the malfunction would take a little bit longer to figure out.
But it could be like a wind, because I used to fly helicopters, Army Aviation, and we fly around in Blackhawks. That sometimes if wind hit and they don't catch it right, it could
helicopter. See, that's what I'm saying, man. I would have got me a plane. I don't care if I'm going to Fresno. Fresno got an airport. Damn it, I'm flying.
I'm sure they do. It's a major city.
You heard me. Now that's what I'm saying.
But even if there wasn't a major airport, I'm sure there's a private airport.
That's what I'm saying. Because things like helicopters and motorcycles, you don't have no give. When you hit
the trouble to get a plane up in the air, if you're not going that far.
It'll be worth it. The safety. If I got the money, I'm gonna do it. Because like I told
you, even a private
jet. Yeah.
You don't have to have a full plane.
Because the trouble, that's a death trap.
Nobody would take a plane if they was going to New Jersey.
I'm sure it's people do.
If I wanted to be safe,
I'm sure people do.
It's safer than a helicopter.
It's one thing if you're going to New York and you jump a plane. If you're going to Jersey, you're not jumping a plane.
I'm sure people do, though, Surfer.
If you got the bread like that, you get on. You take the safest route, which would be a plane or a chopper.
Like I know, I know there's people here that, you know. Granted, it's 3-4 hour drive, but there are people here that take planes to Orlando from here to Orlando all the time.
And fly into the private airport.
That's one city to another.
Fresno is L.A. L.A. to Fresno is one city to another.
But how far is Fresno from L.A.?
Well, let's
it don't matter.
It does matter.
If it got an airport, I can get on my jet and fly in there and be safer than in the helicopter.
If Fresno is like a suburbs of L.A.
L.A. to Fresno is 218 miles.
That's the distance. You're not going to tell me a helicopter is more safer than an airplane.
That's the distance from here to Orlando.
That's my point.
I'm arguing the safeness of it.
That's my point.
It's not practical with certain distances.
If you got money, you ain't practical. Obviously, it ain't that practical. He hopping in the helicopter, I'm saying, you could just take it a step further and get a plane. If you got money like that, the money you spend on the chopper, you could spend that money on the plane. And be way safer.
You don't spend the same amount of money on a plane than a helicopter.
If you got money like that, it don't matter. That's my point on that. He ain't checking the tab, so the money won't be
it. Is there a bust opening?
Who?
Shorty G.
No, he's not busting up.
Come on, Tony C.
There's blood on his ear.
Yeah, his ear is busted open, but.
Yeah.
If AA called me and was like, Tony C, I'm sending a helicopter to pick you up and fly you to Miami, I'm like, hell no. Well, you better put me on a plane on something with some protection.
Anyway.
Choppers ain't nothing to play with. That's why I give big ups to those traffic people who get up there used to get up there. I don't know if they still do it now.
All right.
If something go wrong, it's over.
All right, well, here we go. United States title on the line, Andrade against Humberto Carrillo.
Who the hell is that?
Humberto Carrillo is the guy that has been facing AJ Styles recently.
I thought he was a
I don't know because Humberto, but the supposedly the match that they want to do for WrestleMania is going to be Andrade versus Rey. So I don't think Andrade
again.
But apparently it's going to be a bigger match.
So Alberto can only fight other Hispanic wrestlers.
Alberto,
pretty much.
Is that what you said, Alberto?
No, I said Roberto.
Who's Roberto?
Huh?
Who's Roberto?
He's Bobby Fish's daddy.
Who's Alberto and who's Roberto? Because you said both.
I didn't say Alberto, but never mind.
He's just giving up. He's giving up on.
I think he's. I think he's talking about Humberto.
I said Roberto, but I meant to say Andrade.
That still makes no sense, but okay. Because there's no Roberto anywhere near this match.
So who's he fighting?
Humberto.
Humberto?
Yes, with an H.
Oh, okay. It's all the same to me.
It's not the same.
How racist is that?
Jesus. Talk about this woman that's dropped the N-word on national television. He says that any name with Berto at the end is all the same. Alberto, Roberto.
Humberto.
Humberto.
Huberto.
Gilberto.
It all sounds the same.
I'm sure it does. Just like Surfer sounds the same as a dipshit. Jeez. Anyways.
Oh my God.
All right.
I need this laugh right here.
Hey, I'm going to be world famous when that Internals movie come out.
Sure you will.
God.
Anyways, Tony C, Umberto Andrade, U.S. title is on the line.
Andrade.
All right, Surfer, is it Andrade or Roberto?
Roberto.
It's going to be Andrade.
Andrade. What about you, Doom?
I'll go Andrade.
All right, I'm going with Andrade as well because I think they're going to save it for save his U.S. title reign to last through WrestleMania so that he has a match with
when
Rey
he was
Mysterio.
Under that, when he was under that mask, didn't you think it was Rey's son at first?
No. Let me see here. All right. We've got one, two, three, three title matches tonight. The first of three is for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Bayley defends her title against Lacey Evans. And if you have watched SmackDown on Friday, you saw Bayley basically knock the taste out of Lacey Evans' mouth.
Lacey Evans, get it right.
That's right. Let's go around the horn again. And we'll start with Surfer this time to see. Bayley or Lacey Evans, Surfer?
See what name you come up with.
I'm going with Bayley.
Bertha? All right. All right, so he's going with Bayley. What about you, Doom?
He said Bertha. I'm going to go with Bayley.
Going with Bayley.
I got a feeling that Bayley and Sasha are going to turn on each other.
It'll happen. I'm sure it'll happen eventually.
Maybe. But not yet.
let me see here. What about you, Tony C? Oh, wait a minute. Let's, never mind. I was about to say that we were getting some breaking news, but no. Go ahead.
Lacey Evans.
You're going with...
In the upset.
You're going with Lacey Evans. All right.
I said Lacey Evans. Lacey Evans.
A lot of people are, I'm seeing on Twitter that they are, people are complaining about the lighting in Minute Maid Park. Folks, I don't believe that's the lighting. The sun is currently going down. The park does have a roof, but I believe that there is windows in the park.
Home of the cheating Astros.
So, stop complaining. It's the sunlight.
Worry about your team cheating.
I know, right?
Well, Sheamus look as white as ever.
You on the road, racist road, ain't you?
Jesus. Man, oh man.
Yeah, but it's funny because when you see him in person, he doesn't look that fair skin.
Nope. Normally, Double A chime in with those gems, but you taking the cake tonight.
All right. Jeez.
No, that's your job.
No, I don't say nothing that racist.
Yes, you do. You say way worse things.
I got footage of you saying way more worse stuff than me. So.
No, wrong.
All right. The Raw Women's title is on the line. Becky Lynch defends her title against Asuka. It was 1 year ago at the Royal Rumble that Becky Lynch faced Asuka and lost. So this is kind of like a rematch. She has yet to defeat Asuka, so this will be interesting. We'll start with Doom on this one.
That should be Asuka.
It should be Asuka?
No. Bayley's going to beat her. Because I was watching the Rumble last year.
You beat Becky.
Becky.
Becky's going to beat Asuka.
All right, here comes a moonsault from Shorty G. Let's see if he defeats Sheamus. That'll be interesting if he does. Referee Jessica Carr.
From NXT, right?
From NXT, the officiant of this match.
Looked very butch with that outfit.
She's a former wrestler that WWE decided to turn into a referee.
And that allows her to look butch, okay.
I guess so. I mean, what do you want female referees to wear? A skirt?
No, she was built like something.
Like a sack of laundry?
Nah, I ain't gonna say a sack of laundry. a sack of laundry, but not a big sack. She She looked like a midweek. She built like a midweek sack.
All right.
Like Wednesday sack of laundry.
Tony,
Florida was built like a Sunday sack. A whole week.
A whole week's worth of laundry.
That's right.
The whole family.
Everybody clothes.
Everybody's clothes. Becky Lynch or Asuka, Tony C?
My heart wants Asuka to win because I love when the, you know, the Asian team come out there.
They wrestled last year at this time.
I know, and Becky's going to get a win back tonight.
And you know who's crazy? I'm with T-Finish, Tony C.
I would like to see them Asians go over. Cause I love Kylie Zane, damn, penguin-esque umbrella that she be twirling.
Pass.
But Becky gonna win. She gonna get a win back. Triple Fighter Rise.
I was, last weekend, I thought the Rumble was on Sunday, so I'm turning on. It's that match, and I'm like, man, I swear I've seen this match before. I can't believe they're having the same match a year apart, you know.
Doing a rematch a year later.
Yeah. Basically, the same storyline, though. Uh-oh. Becky Lynch has never beat Asuka.
Yeah, she's going to do it tonight. Why is she refereeing with white gloves on? And Shorty, ain't nobody bleeding.
Shorty G was busted.
Shorty G was bleeding from the ear.
Yeah. Oh, he was?
Yes, he was. Surfer. Bailey, Asuka.
Bailey's not in this match.
Becky Lynch versus Asuka. You guys, with all the incorrect names, have been throwing me off.
I expect Becky Lynch to get the Hulk Hogan block on the green mist. Missed. Excuse me. You get the win.
One more time for those of you that missed that.
I expect Becky Lynch to get the Hulk Hogan block on the green mist.
Okay. Mist. Put a K on the end.
Yes. Go ahead, Surfer. So you want Becky Lynch to win and Hulk up in the match.
So why is it every time I make a mistake, it got to be played back? No one else gets played back.
When I make a mistake, I do play it back. So
because you make a classic.
Oh,
green mist.
Do you think Asuka needs her Mrs. Fuji? Somebody to carry some salt.
We need somebody to use some salt for a change.
For real, that's what she need to use tonight.
Now WWE finally confirmed what I told everybody, so they could stop bitching. It's not the lights; it's the goddamn windows letting in the sunlight.
Is that Charlie on this?
Yes,
panel?
It is. People on Twitter have been complaining for the last. Yeah, people have been complaining on Twitter for the last 10 minutes about the blue light.
My boo looking good. She look like a sister sitting up there. Let me tell you. She got to look like she got a little caramel in her. Five brown eyes.
You should have
saying that.
You should have saw her last night.
Well, she looked slutty last night.
It wasn't that. But
what?
The dress was spectacular. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, it showed off everything in all the right places.
It was form fitting.
Squint. See, this is my thing with her. She come on WWE, she be scantily clad, but when she come on the Mouse Channel, she be all covered up.
Nah. Well, Mouse make you cover
and you know, and you know what made it even better? That I didn't have to look at that ugly ass Sam Roberts next to her. I could just look at her, and everything was okay.
Hey man, Charlie's somebody don't put a baby up in Charlie, they must be tripping. So out of man, I'm surprised Randy ain't called it slipping.
Not yet.
No, he the one.
All right, let's.
Orton is the one.
All right, real quick before we get to the other matches, and we are going to be wrapping it up here. More
we'll catch
on
later.
All right. See ya, Doom. Here we got a statement from Michael Jordan. I am in shock over the tragic news of Kobe's and Gianna's passing. Words cannot describe the pain I'm feeling. I loved Kobe. He was like a little brother to me. We used to talk often, and I will miss those conversations very much. He was a fierce competitor and one of the greats of the game and a creative force. Kobe was also an amazing dad who loved his family deeply and took great pride in his daughter's love for the game of basketball. Yvette joins me in sending my deepest condolences to Vanessa, the Lakers organization, and the basketball fans around the world.
What about his first, what was her name, Juanita? No. Juanita was somebody else. No, that's Denzel's wife. What's Michael Jordan's first wife's name, Surfer? I know you know.
Loretta. No, I don't know.
I don't remember. I didn't know he was on a second wife.
What?
Okay. What? Two more matches here before we get to the Royal Rumble.
If Charlie needed to get her little boob enhancement, she go up to about a C-cup. Boy, look at her.
I think she is already one.
Well, she need to go up to a D. If she go up to a D,
her cups run be unstoppable. Runneth over.
Man, please. Where's Renee?
Renee's on backstage. She doesn't do these things anymore.
Oh, she on the road. She got to chase Dean around. Okay.
Yeah, she went to Japan with him, so. Anyways, okay. Falls Count Anywhere match. Roman Reigns against King Corbin.
Oh, my God.
This is really a six-man Falls Count Anywhere match.
Because you know Dolph Ziggler, Bobby Roode, and the Usos going to get involved.
Why not? Anyways, Tony C., Corbin.
I don't like Baron Corbin because he's walking around with Triple H entrance gear from WrestleMania 22 on.
That'll be three straight wins if Baron Corbin wins tonight.
Well, you heard me, Double A?
Yeah, I heard you. You don't want him with H's gimmick anymore.
I just don't understand how ain't nobody noticed that same. That's the same thing Triple H had on WrestleMania 22. If you go back and watch his entrance, that's Baron Corbin gear. Well, Triple H's gear. So I don't care who win that match. Like, who? I don't care.
All right, Surfer.
Well, I'm expecting Roman Reigns to finally get this win because he's lost the last few pay-per-views to this man. And if he loses again, there's no way you can turn around and say Roman Reigns should get a title shot at WrestleMania.
All right. Going with Roman Reigns. I love a good Falls Count Anywhere match, so hopefully that'll
be. They're going to end up in the ladies' room?
Hopefully, or they'll end up in the parking lot or on the highway in Houston or something.
Interstate 20.
Yeah.
Are they close to a river?
Or go over to the arena where I'm sure the compact center where they're setting up the Toyota Center where they're setting up for Monday Night Raw.
Then we get a car accident or two.
It used to be the compact center. Then now it's the Toyota Center.
Tom Phillips filling in for Vic Joseph apparently tonight. So, anyways. Let's continue on here. The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, defends his Universal Championship against Daniel Bryan in a strap match. Long time that we don't see a strap match.
For real. Is it a Yaffa Pie strap?
No, it's a regular old strap match. There's only been one Yaffa Pie strap match that I know of.
Surf, you stupid, Joe. Everybody loves
a yappa pie.
Oh, they're doing that.
Who said that? Who said that over and over?
I realize how far we've taken this thing, brother. As I was in that slow rolling car
the way to the emergency room. As I waited, freak, bated breath coming out of Jimmy Hart's body that I thought might be his last. I glazed down into his eyes, Ric Flair. Yes, Jimmy Hart was muttering, was stammering, trying to get the words out. I finally understood one word coming out of his mouth. Ric Flair, the steel cage wasn't the answer, brother, to our problems. The thousands of Hulkamaniacs that I had to strap back to keep off your back, Jack, wasn't the answer to the problems. But when I heard Jimmy Hart on the way to the emergency room in that slow rolling coffin muttered the words, Yappapai, brother, I knew the answer to the problem, Ric Flair. The Yappapai Indian strap match, Jack. That's what Jimmy Hart was calling for, brother. And now that I know, with the powers to be watching my back, I can box you in contractually. I can corner you in, brother. And if we are bonded together with the leather, man, if we are bonded together with no one in our way, as I strap that flesh, as your flesh bubbles and burns over your whole body, you will understand, my man, what the Yappapai mean by the Indian strap match player. I'm calling your bluff, man. I'm the greatest wrestler of all times. And when I strap my wrist to yours, brother, the transformation, as my eyes roll in the back of my head, as the smoke comes out of my nose, the leather will be your last lifeline to the professional wrestling world, brother. I will beat you within an inch of your life, and in the Yappapai Indian strap match, Ric Flair, I will prove that you will bow down to me for an eternity, brother.
There you go. All right.
What happened to a Texas strap match? I mean, why can't we get one of those?
It was a Texas bull rope match.
Bull rope.
That's a Dusty Rhodes specialty.
And who was with the Selena Vega again? Who the husband?
She's with Aleister Black.
Yeah, that doesn't make no sense.
No. There's a lot of WWE relationships don't make sense.
She wears the tightest pants of anybody in that company.
Who is this buff Selvin Grenier looking referee in there?
That's Rod Zapata. He's been there for years.
Looking like...
Speaking of Sylvain Grenier, he just returned to the WWE as an agent.
I heard.
Yeah. All right, so... Universal title is on the line. Strap match. The Fiend versus Daniel Bryan. Tony C. As the sun goes down in Houston, Texas, the internet still complains about the blue lighting.
I'm so glad that you're my friend.
Well, it's going to be The Fiend, so...
He's winning.
He's winning? Is what you said?
Yep, The Fiend is winning.
Alright, what about you, Surfer?
Yeah, it's The Fiend. What's a surprise Daniel Bryan would agree to a strap match in such a way that he would get dragged around the ring and lose.
Now Major League Baseball, by the way, has issued a statement.
About Kobe?
About Kobe. Pretty much issuing the same sentiments that everybody else has said.
Did they say anything at the Pro Bowl about it?
Yes, they did at the start of that. When the Pro Bowl went off, the announcers were talking about it. And ABC, if you were not watching the Pro Bowl... the Pro Bowl is being simulcast on ABC and on ESPN, and ABC broke into the Pro Bowl for an ABC News special report. So,
with George Stephanopoulos?
No, it was the Weekend guy. I don't know who
the Weekend
guy. So, anyways, Surfer.
Yeah, the Fiend.
The Fiend. Yeah, I'm going with The Fiend as well. But of course, this will be a violent match. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be a violent match. All right. Let me see here. All right, the last two matches on the card are the Royal Rumble matches. Of course, let's start with the Women's Royal Rumble match. The winner to get a Women's Championship match at WrestleMania 36 in Tampa. so far confirmed: Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss, Nikki Cross, Sarah Logan, Natalya, Carmella, and Dana Brooke. That is it. 7 of 30 have been announced. Other names, rumored have been, what's her face? Shayna Baszler, Mercedes Martinez, the newest signee to NXT, and a bunch of other NXT performers. So, let me see here. Dakota Kai, Kelly Kelly, Bianca Belair, Toni Storm, Tegan Nox, Beth Phoenix, Victoria, and Chelsea Green have all been rumored. So,
and a long shot room of coming back after a year.
And Ronda Rousey's also been rumored. So,
she's coming to get her belt back.
We'll see. We'll see. So, Women's Royal Rumble. Who do you think is going to win, Tony C?
Dumpski. I guess I'll go with Charlotte Flair, yeah.
All right, what about you, Surfer?
I'll go with Shayna Baszler.
I'm going with Ronda Rousey. Because she will come and she will face Becky Lynch in a rematch at WrestleMania. You
know, she'll win if she comes back.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. But we'll see what happens.
She ain't had a baby yet, right?
No.
Yeah, but...
And she could work 2 months between now and Mania. The Men's Royal Rumble, though, the field, definitely a lot wider. Many more people have been confirmed. The winner to get a world title match at WrestleMania...
Edge. My pick.
Well, we'll talk about that in a second. Already confirmed is Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar. Of course, Brock Lesnar entering in at number one. AJ Styles, Eric Rowan. Brock Lesnar, by the way, current WWE champion. Eric Rowan, Randy Orton, Rey Mysterio, Ricochet, Drew McIntyre, Elias, King Corbin, Dolph Ziggler, Otis Tucker, Rusev, Bobby Lashley, Aleister Black, Buddy Murphy, Braun Strowman, the Intercontinental Champion, Shinsuke Nakamura, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, Kofi Kingston, Big E, R-Truth, John Morrison, and The Miz. Rumored is Edge. Supposedly confirmed MVP. And I don't know. I don't know. Who else was
there? One and two. You hear the clock ticking.
Pretty much.
So the Shocker is going to get played in Houston.
Yes.
Now I'm getting a little excited.
Yeah.
We're not getting Booker T coming in.
You don't know.
For his hometown.
You don't know. It's possible.
Well, I'm hoping that Keith Lee's in this and he can win it.
Well, there's no NXT people announced, but we'll see if the new North American champion is entered. Now, there is a lot of reports going around that Matt Riddle could be a part of it, and he could be a favorite to win the match and challenge Brock Lesnar, because he has been challenging Brock Lesnar on social media for well over a year.
I just want to say real quick, CM Punk said some true words for the first time on Tuesday about them needing to get Keith Lee involved in the main roster and get him involved as quick as possible before he loses any steam.
Well, apparently he is liked by Vince McMahon, so... It's possible.
What? A big black dude liked by Vince McMahon?
Mm-hmm. So.
Shocker.
But so he's, it's more just his size. I mean, he's done things that you don't see people his size do.
Until you get too big where you can't do that no more.
Yeah. All right, real quick.
I.e., the Big Show.
Yeah. All right, Tony C., your pick.
I said Edge.
Oh, you said Edge. What about Surfer?
I don't have a pick. I'm just hoping that Keith Lee's involved.
All right.
You got a man. Now he Keith Lee is your new man.
Now I'm going to be the one to burst everybody's bubble.
Oh, no.
What you going to say, Roman Reigns?
I'm going to say the man who's going to be a 3-time Royal Rumble winner, Roman Reigns. Rob. Huh? No, it's not going to be Seth. It's going to be Roman Reigns.
And he challenges The Fiend?
I think he'll challenge The Fiend at WrestleMania. Yes.
And main event is what, 5th WrestleMania in a row?
Would not be his 5th in a row, but it'll be his 5th or 6th WrestleMania in the main event, yes.
So, which belt is the higher ranked belt at this point? The championship or the universal championship?
The WWE title is the highest
ranked. They're both championships.
Because Brock has it?
No, because Brock has it. So, unfortunately, that's the way it is.
Andrade does the Three Amigos, really?
WWE now has issued a statement on the passing of Kobe Bryant. So there you go.
My dark horse to win it is, I know I said Edge, but the dark horse, I'm going to go with Seth Rollins.
I want to, we're getting some, let's see here.
So he can fight Brock again? Nobody wants to see that.
The WWE, when you know WWE not to want to do a match for the umpteenth time. Hold on. And other times just for the Universal title. It's different now. Because for a different belt.
How many main events does it make for Brock?
When? At WrestleMania?
Yes.
Hell, not that many. He went a whole, 7 years when he wasn't there? 8 years he wasn't there.
But how many times would this be if he made events of this year?
Let's go, 19. Then what? The one in...
he did 19.
The one in Frisco.
Okay.
Against, Roman? The first time?
Yeah, that'll be that's it, two. I think that's all.
Here's a man. Because the one with Roman... two with Roman.
No, but he didn't main event... Well, wait a minute. You're right. He main evented two with Roman. The one in San Francisco and then the one in...
Orlando.
The
one in New Orleans.
In New Orleans.
One in New Orleans, yeah. When they went back to New Orleans. Then last year, he opened WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. So only three. He only had 3 main events.
So, how many times did he main event with Roman Reigns?
Twice.
And then The Undertaker?
That wasn't the main event.
It was one of them.
He didn't close the show.
No, he didn't close the show, no.
That's what you're asking, right?
Okay, we'll stick to closing the show, sure.
Close the show twice.
Three times.
No, twice.
Three times.
Oh, Brock 19 is... Oh, no, I Brock, talked about yeah. Roman and Brock twice. Yeah. But Brock Roman three times. Brock
twice. Yeah. Last year he didn't. The year before that.
He did.
He did with Roman.
Then the year before that was, the year before that, was in Orlando with...
Goldberg.
All right. We're going to give one last update here on the... on the Kobe Bryant story. I find a little silly. WWE's Fox Twitter account, WWE on Fox, also issued a statement, but they have said that they will continue with their Royal Rumble coverage on WWE's Fox Twitter, and any Kobe Bryant stuff will be exclusive to the Fox Sports Twitter. Like, we needed to know that. Whatever. But whatever. As I said, WWE also issued a statement. They are saddened by the passing of Kobe and his daughter. So I mean, it's definitely a very somber evening in the world of sports. Apparently the Celtics did a tribute a short time ago. I'm trying to see if I can find it, but yeah, apparently the Celtics did a tribute. But anyways, all right. With that, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Of course, remember, we will be back here at the conclusion of tonight's event if it's not too late.
The Celtics and the Pelicans did.
Okay.
They both took two shot clock violations.
Okay. So
24-second shot clock violations.
Right. Okay.
That's what it was.
We will be back here at the conclusion of the evening should this pay-per-view go off at a reasonable time. I highly doubt it, but, you know, we can only wait and see. Enjoy the pay-per-view. Again, this is wrestling, so just take it for what it is. Just be a fan tonight. This is one of the most exciting nights of the entire calendar year. And the road to WrestleMania starts tonight. So enjoy it. So
hold on to your hat.
Hold on. Hang on to your hats. So for everybody listening live, everybody in the chat room, for Doom, Surfer, Tony C, I'm Double A. We'll see. If we don't see you tonight, we'll see you Tuesday night on The Rant at 9 o'clock. Have a good night, everybody. If the music would play. I'm here to roll.